This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military says it has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in central parts of the territory.
Residents of three camps reported shelling and airstrikes. They are crowded with Palestinians who fled northern Gaza in the early stages of Israel's ground offensive. The camps are built-up towns that hold Palestinians whose families fled or were driven from their homes in what is now Israel during the 1948 war surrounding Israel's independence. According to the Palestinian health minister, more than 20,900 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and children, have been killed since the start of the war. It began after about 1,200 people were killed after Hamas raided southern Israel on October 7th. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, in an interview, UN Emergency Medical Team Coordinator Sean Casey says medical facilities are bloodbaths.
There's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door, and at a scale that's quite difficult to believe.
Under a beating sun, thousands of migrants in a caravan continue to judge and trudge through southern Mexico on Tuesday. Some saying they expect nothing good from an upcoming meeting this week between American and Mexican officials about the migrant surge at the U.S. border. Migrants passed by Mexico's main inland immigration inspection point outside the town in southern Chiapas State. National Guard officers there made no attempt to stop the estimated 6,000 people from the caravan. More at VOAnews.com. This is